Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Peter Meyer back in the USA, back in on our show. Peter is a global traveler, a global consultant. He works with people all over the world to help them put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And he joins us and has been joining us now for almost 10 years to talk to us about what he's learned, what he learns out there in the marketplace, what he sees highly, highly successful companies doing, and he boils that down into very cool nuggets that you and I can use in our small businesses. He's the author of Warp Speed Growth and also Creating and Dominating New Markets. And folks, you know, you hear me quoting him all the time when other people are on the show. I know you've heard me do that before. Peter Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Thanks. And it's good to have you back in the USA.
It's a pleasure to be here for a few more days.
Hey, Peter, one of the things that is so important, and this is a classic issue for small businesses, is being able to help customers, to help prospects pick us out in a crowd. Differentiation. Talk to us about mm-hmm. that.
It's important to do that, of course, because the more the economy evolves, which it does every day, the more things tend to be seen as commodities. Things that were different products that we think of as products were different a few years ago, or just everybody sees them the same today, whether it be a smartphone or a truck tire. And what really does stand out as different and therefore is important is the way we present them. And so when I ask people to look at their product, I don't ask them to look at their phone or their tire. I ask them to look at the entire experience the customer mm-hmm. gets. And that experience is worth more than the tire or the software or the phone. And I can give you an example if you'd like.
Well, you know, Peter, when I'm old enough to remember when families started getting the second car. I'm old enough to remember when a microwave was a big deal. You're old enough to remember when having a computer in the business was a big deal, let alone and then later in the house. I mean, since I've been doing my show, Peter, many houses, when I first started doing my show, most households did not have a computer in them. And now, you know, so we're seeing all these things come to the marketplace. And what I've been telling my audience is believe that nothing you sell, even a service, is nothing more than a commodity to the people you're selling it to. And the only way to differentiate yourself is in how you deliver that. What do you think?
I think that we need to expand the concept farther and farther and farther to be truly able to command a higher price point with our customers.
Yeah.
And I think that it's important to remember that people will pay more when they feel they're getting more. But
yep.
we sell as a product, we've thought of it, past the product often is not the more.
Well, and this is the danger. This is the thing that I harp on all the time. I mean, I'm nagging my audience all the time, Peter, about this with as much tough love as I can muster, about not letting themselves think about what they sell. Not defining themselves by the products they sell, because when you do that, then you start playing the Walmart game. And then the next step is the price war. And as you and I have talked about many times before, Peter, the price war is over and small business lost.
Yes, I agree.
So what do we do? How do we make this happen?
Take a look at everything that your customer sees about you. Anything from the way the phone is answered, to the advertisement they see, to the invoice they receive. Every experience your customer gets. And look to make sure that is how you would want to be presented. Not how you save money, not how you get mm-hmm. things done more quickly, but how you'd want to be presented and perceived by that customer. And should I give you an example?
Yep.
I was having a cup of coffee with a friend of mine who's the new VP of sales for a software company in California, a fairly large company. And when he came there a few months ago, they were in the middle of a intense competition with a customer who was across the Bay Area.
I got 30 seconds.
And they made the decision to visit that customer, and they were the only vendor who did. Guess who won?
Wow. You never know when some little way of putting yourself into a project, when you put your own, yourself some humanity into it. That's what they did, wasn't it? They put a little humanity into their proposal.
And that's it. They showed up in person. People buy from people.
How about that? High touch and high tech. Hey, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, 20 till, right back after these messages with our good friend Peter Meyer. We're going to talk some more about how to help you differentiate yourself, folks. And not only so you can quit doing the price war, fighting the price war, but so you can raise your prices. How about that? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.